scripture similar to the passage from Thessalonians, but one that I think is even clearer for where I want to go today. So, this is from Ephesians, from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Paul wrote both letters, but I like this passage even better, so I'm going to use this one. And I want you to hear it, and I want you to think about, what does this have to do with Thanksgiving? I'm blessed, because I get not only this Sunday, but I get next Sunday for Thanksgiving. This doesn't happen too often in our calendar. Usually we get one Sunday for Thanksgiving, and next Sunday would be the first Sunday of Advent, but it's not this year. We have an extra Sunday in there. And so I get to have two Thanksgiving Sundays. So this is the first one. Now, as I read this, you think about this, okay? Here we go. Finally, Paul says, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to stand, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day. And having done everything, to stand firm. Stand therefore and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all these, take the shield of faith, and with which you will be able to quench the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit at all times in every prayer and supplication. Okay, so who can tell me what this has to do with Thanksgiving? Anybody got any ideas? Yes. Thankful that God is on our side. And when we gather together, God is on our side. God is with us. Okay? All right? Any other ideas? I like that idea. It's a good idea. Any other ideas? No other ideas? Okay, some of you have some ideas that you don't want to share. Because you don't want to expose us to the reality of family. Some people, or maybe not in this room, we'll say that. Let's say that. Some people at the Baptist church, some people at the Methodist church, some people at the Lutheran church, some people at some other place have some family members that are not always easy to be around. That when they gather at a big meal like Thanksgiving, they're not always the nicest people. They don't believe like you. They don't think like you. They don't talk like you. They don't act like you. They either do this or they don't do this. They
touch, or they drink little, or they
have a loud mouth, they don't have any mouth, they have criticisms, they have, you know. Now, none of the families that we have here is that true for. But there are families out there that is true for. And Paul says, when you go to your Thanksgiving dinner, put on the armor of God. See, he doesn't say, put on like armor, like steel and take out a knife and do nasty things. He doesn't say, pick a fight. He doesn't say, you know, be nasty to these people. In fact, all these things that he talks about are things of loving these people that maybe we don't always get along with the best in the world. And so when he talks about this armor, it's the armor of God. Well, the armor of God is not armor of anger and, you know, I'm going to be right this year no matter what Aunt Bessie says. You know, she may think she can put me down, but she can't. I'm going to fight her till the death. No. Instead, it says, when Aunt Bessie starts in, say, I love you, Aunt Bessie. I'm so glad you're here. Aunt Bessie won't know what to do with that. She'll be so surprised, she'll probably fall off a chair. Now, I realize since we decided that this isn't going on in any of our families in this church, you're going to have to go out and tell everybody about this at the whatever church we decided it was at. But just in case you know somebody who has, you know, a family that has some tension in it, why not try counting them as blessings? Does anybody remember that song? Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Anybody remember that? Yeah. Good, because you're going to sing it in a minute. See, in the midst of, you know, us putting on the whole armor of God, one of the things that we need to remember is that, yeah, there are times, there are moments that are tense, and they may be uncomfortable. But Wes's right. We have God with us at all times, and we have lots and lots of blessings to count. So what we're going to do for the next just few minutes here is, I want you to start thinking about your blessings. Okay? And I'm going to give you an opportunity to call out some of your blessings. And as you call out your blessings, when we've heard enough, you know, a few blessings, then we'll sing our refrain again. Okay? And then we'll call out some more. Because Thanksgiving is truly about remembering the blessings that we have. And we do have so many. Even though we may have some that we need to put armor on. Thanksgiving is really about counting our blessings. Okay? So I know that there are people in this room who have a lot of blessings. So, let me hear some blessings.
Family.
Country. Friends. What was?
Help.
Grandkids.
Help.
Elderly.
Help.
Health. The United States. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. More blessings. What?
Sunshine.
Memories of loved ones, the fact that you had loved ones and you have all those wonderful memories stored in your heart. Me too. Me too. Yes. Yes, Veda. Moms. Hers especially, but lots of moms. Dads. How about grandparents? Promise of life eternal, and that we're going to be reunited with all of our family and friends. Did I see a hand over here?
Yes.
A son coming from Chicago. Sons coming from everywhere. Right? Who else?
Music.
Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. More!
Freedom!
Those that went before us and that helped us create a church.
Prayer.
Military service folks.
Wonder
Wednesdays.
Farmers.
They what? Thank you, dear. What else? Somebody else said something else back here. Husbands! Or somebody quick. Wives, okay? You want turkey dinner, you say it quick. How about pets? Yeah. How about chickens? What? Goats? Chickens? What did you hold? Deer? A doe? A little doe? Oh, kangaroo, that's what you held. So we're thankful for kangaroos. 93. The homes that we live in.
People.
Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. That's your armor, folks. Let us pray. Blessed God, you give us so many blessings, more than we can begin to count here. But that's the armor we have to use in the times of trouble and sadness and tension. When we sit down to our Thanksgiving meals, whenever they may be this year, let us remember all the many things that were named here and the ones that we kept in our hearts. And let us celebrate. Let us celebrate all the blessings that have come in ages past, the hope that is here now for the time to come. In your holy name, amen. Our hymn of invitation is, O God, our help in ages past, number 67.